Hello and welcome to an early week edition of the award-winning Gutter. It's a Tuesday. I'm losing sense of time and place because I'm not in England. I'm in Gutter HQ in Portugal. But joining me via the magic of Zoom, Mike Pancoli, Mo Stewart and Josh Sexton, who's in the studio. I can see him on my screen in the studio with all the livery and ampli wrap stuff behind him. We are going to try and eke out of a transfer window that's giving us few opportunities, some life. We're going to look first for some sparks of interest from Liverpool. Then in the course of this show, we're going to talk about a new link that's emerged between Mo Simakan and the Leipzig defender. We're going to do some more Lenny Yoro chat, Frimpong chat. So it's quite defender-orientated this week. I also want to talk about possible big outs from Man City, but you can look forward to that later in the show. I want to start off by staying with a theme, Mike, that we've been exploring on the show in recent weeks. And it came on the back of a comment Richard Hughes made in his press conference, the one Arne Slot's debut press conference, effectively, where Richard Hughes was guest starring. And he talked about it being an opportunist's market as far as Liverpool are concerned, the transfer window this summer. And I think we've tried to dissect this quite a bit. And I'm going round and round in my mind with what actually he meant. And I think the conclusion I come to is that I think when he's spoken to Arne and to Michael Edwards and whoever else they talked to in the transfer committee, I think they're saying to themselves, we quite like the squad we've got here. It's got to be the right sort of player. We can't just, we're not Man U. We don't need to buy two centre-halves, a striker and a midfielder. We don't need in any given position. We'd like, but not need. And I think, well, that's what he means by opportunist. I think he means if the right thing comes along at the right time, then we move. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And we go again with what we have. That's my reading.
Yeah, that's my reading too. I think with this window, we aren't in a position where we need major surgery. I'd argue probably we need three players of like really good quality that can help enhance and improve us. But it's like if we don't sign a player, we're in deep trouble as we head into next season. I think the club have always taken the approach, in my view, that we can make marginal gains through good coaching and through the academy. They've always done that. We've seen it before. You know, just the season we go on to win the league, loads of people lose their heads that summer because I remember Tottenham go on and sign Endon Bele and all these other players, and we sign, I think, Harvey Elliott and Adrian, and everyone's like, what on earth are Liverpool doing, standing still? And the club's view was, well, actually, we can make some incremental improvements through coaching, through some of the young players we have in the squad. And lo and behold, we get 99 points and win the league. So I think there are ways in which perhaps the club are seeing it as we are like scouting the market and we are open to opportunities and eventualities. And like an Anthony Gordon, for example, or like a Lenny Yoro, these are players who would improve us. They're both really good players. But we don't desperately need these players. And I think it is also a signal to clubs who are selling that, look, we are content with what we have, so we're not desperate for your players. We're not going to pay above the odds for your players. So I think it is Liverpool trying to kind of keep their powder dry, be sensible, and also acknowledge that the squad is pretty damn good at the moment. It's not a squad that needs major surgery.